What's going on, everybody? Josh Engelman for AwesomeO.com, and I am back with my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Friday, December 3rd. Now, be sure to hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter, at Josh Engelman, only place you get updates to my Sims as we get closer to lock. Let me know in the comments section who is your favorite and least favorite of my contenders for today's slate. And finally, shout out to No House Advantage for being the presenting sponsor of this video. Use the promo code AwesomeO when signing up to get up to $25 on your first deposit. Now we're rounding out the bottom of my top 10 with Luka Doncic, Wendell Carter, Cole Anthony, Tyrese Maxey, and Kevin Porter Jr. if he plays. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today? It's time to find out. In first at number five, I'm looking at Tyler Hero. He is shooting guard, small forward eligible, 7K. Projected for 37, the goal is 45. He's in the optimal lineup 19% of the time. He's going to be playing bigger minutes and getting a ton of usage with no Jimmy Butler and no Bam Adebayo. I got him in for 35 minutes, close to 1.05 fantasy points per minute, 31% usage, 23-7-4. That's a pretty good look for me. Take it on Indiana, pace neutral, nothing crazy, but you get the guard and forward eligibilities. I think that's really important in this spot. And honestly, Tyler Hero is just simply underpriced if Butler and Bam are out. Next up at number four, I'm looking at Andrew Wiggins. He is only small forward eligible, but just 5,800, projected for 32. The goal is 40. He's in the optimal lineup 21% of the time. I got him in for 33 minutes. You kind of know what you're getting out of Wiggins. It's close to a fantasy point per minute. It's about 20 points and five boards. And maybe like one of everything else that he does. But it is a slight pace up spot against Phoenix. It's a tough defensive matchup for sure. This is the two best defensive teams in the league. But I'm still looking at Wiggins because I think he's probably like $200 or $300 underpriced. And I definitely think there's a ceiling here, particularly in this matchup. I've got him in for 33 minutes. I wouldn't be surprised in a competitive game to see him play 36. Back to the Heat for the number three spot. That's Kyle Lowry, just point guard eligibility, but only 6,500. Again, with no Butler, no Bam. Projected for 36. The goal is 42.5. He's in the optimal lineup 22% of the time. I got him at 35 minutes. He hasn't seen the big usage bump yet. I wouldn't be surprised if that starts to happen with those guys off the floor, but I got him in for 20%. It's a little over a fantasy point per minute. 14 points, almost 9 assists, 6 boards, and a stock and a half. Again, pace neutral against Indiana. I'm not really worried about it there. And it's not like they've got a lot of good point of attack guards that I'm worried about, whether he's got Duarte or Brogdon or LeVert. I'm not super concerned with that defensive matchup. So again, Lowry, Tyler Hero, just underpriced for their current role without the two big stars on the team. Honestly, this one scares me, but the position and the price work. It's LaMarcus Aldridge, power forward center, 5,700, projected for 32. The goal is 39. He's in the optimal lineup 23% of the time. I gave him 29 minutes. Nick Claxton is back, so I'm a little nervous about the full minute ceiling. I don't even know if Claxton's going to play, but 1.1 fantasy points per minute for Aldridge makes some sense. 16 points, 8 boards, 1 assist, a block and a half. Well, a steal and a half and a block and a half. 2 stocks. Let's just say 2 stocks. That's what I'm going to go with. I'm still out of it, guys. Promise. Pace up spot against Minnesota. I like that a bit. Now, the ownership here on Aldridge is pretty heavy. It makes me a little nervous because I think we have some other options. But from a cash game perspective, it's going to be hard to get away from Aldridge today. Now, before we get to that number one contender, one last reminder to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, and hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Head to Twitter, follow me, at Josh Engelman. Only place you're getting updates to my Sims as we get closer to lock. I need you to let me know in the comments who your favorite and least favorite contenders are. And finally, don't forget to go to No House Advantage and use the promo code AwesomeO to get up to $25 on your first deposit. It pains me to do this, but he is the most owned player on FanDuel for right now. That is Caris LeVert, shooting guard, small forward eligible, only 4,800. I got him projected for 31. The goal is 35. He's in the optimal lineup 34% of the time, well north of everybody else. I get it. He's, to me, slightly around a fantasy point per minute guy in this spot. 31 minutes. He's been playing more as of late. Don't just pay attention to that last game. We've got no TJ McConnell as well, which I think firms up LeVert's minutes. 26% usage, pretty scoring dependent, 17-4-4, maybe a stock and a half. It is a pace down spot against Miami. Maybe that changes a little bit with no Butler and no Bam, but the price for Caris LeVert just isn't correct at sub 5K if he's playing 30 minutes. So Caris LeVert is my number one contender for today. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on FanDuel for Friday, December 3rd. Now, there's a DraftKings version of this video around here somewhere. Check it out. Good luck tonight, everybody. Win some money. Have a good weekend. I'll be back again Monday morning for another edition of The Contenders.